but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. I have read that verse many, many times, but I never noticed before that that verse is a beautiful picture of the blessed Son of God. He is the wisdom from on high. He is the one that is first of all pure. He is the one that is secondly peaceable. He is the one that is gentle. He is the one that's easy to be entreated. He is the one who's full of mercy and good fruits. He is the one who has no partiality. And he is the one that no man could find one speck, one pinhead of hypocrisy about. So we have a beautiful view here of Christ. Let's look at it first of all. First of all, he is wisdom. Christ, the wisdom of God. All the wisdom of God is found in Christ. He is the wisdom of God. We need wisdom in this crooked, perverse and evil world. Meet up with Jesus. You'll get a crash university course without doing the 11 plus. You'll get it in Christ. He's the great teacher. And you know, we don't go for him enough for wisdom. Remember what James says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. You could say, all men lack wisdom. But the only way to be wise is to ask of God. Oh, I need wisdom to live in this world. I need wisdom to make decisions. I need wisdom to know where to go at the crossroads. Christ is the wisdom of God. Do you feel your need of wisdom today? Go to Jesus. But he's not only wisdom, but he's pure. How pure Hallelujah. Is Jesus. We need a vision, you know, of the purity of Christ. There's not a man has a proper view of purity, because we have all been soiled by sin. We have all tainted hearts and tainted consciences. Mm-hmm. But you get into the presence of Christ and you'll get purity. You will get purity. What purity? The purity of the sinless God. That's why man can't stand in his presence without a shield. They would die. So staggering. Mr. Spurgeon said, when I go into the presence of God, I ask God to help me to raise my eyes to him, but put up my hands, because his purity is so staggering. The staggering purity of Christ. Oh, if we saw Christ this morning in his purity, we wouldn't think much of the world. We wouldn't think much of ourselves. We would think only of the blessed purity of God. And then he's peaceable. Christ doesn't come to damn us. He comes to save us. Do you remember those Boanerges apostles? And they said, we're going to cry fire from heaven. The Lord said, you're doing none of this harp. I haven't come to condemn. I've come to save. I haven't come to burn men with fire. I've come to consume them with love. Yes, the Lord is peaceable. The word from the gospel to us as we sit at this table is a Passover supper of peace. My peace I give unto you. And then he's gentle. How gentle is Jesus? Gentle Jesus, meek and mild. Look upon this little child. Pity my simplicity. Let me, Lord, just come to thee.
Amen.
Oh, how blessedly gentle he is. No one can handle the saint of God when he's sick like the tender hands of Jesus. No one can handle the Christian when he's in trouble like the tender hands of Jesus. No wonder we cry with the dear black lady that sung to us here, "He touched me. Oh, he touched me." Oh, may God touch us with that gentle hand. If you could just get the impression of his gentle hand, it would do you good all week as you face the world. And he's easy to be entreated. Some people you couldn't entreat. You would bite the nose off you. If you want to apologize to them, they'd have your nose off before you got the confession out. But here is the Lord. He's gentle. He's easy to be entreated. He doesn't want to drive you away. He wants to put his arms around you and forgive you. And then he's full. Oh, I love this. He's full of mercy.
Hallelujah.
You can't empty the heart of Christ. He's full of mercy. He'll never run out of mercy. Mercy, mercy. Every hour, every minute, every second of every day. He's full of it. And then he's full of good fruits. Man, what a table the Lord spreads. It's not Tesco porridge oats that the Lord sets on the table. It's the good fruits, the lovely fruits from his garden. He brings you back into Eden. And he says, "You're going to eat of every tree now. Come with me. I'm filled with fruit." And then something else. He's without partiality. He doesn't say to this man here, "You can have the best apples. As for Paisley, give him the hard apples." No. He does it without partiality. God has no favorites, you know. God loves me just as much as he loved the Apostle Paul.
Amen.
He has no favorites. God has no favorites. Oh, may we learn that. And then last of all, he's without hypocrisy. He's not a pinhead of hypocrisy with our
Lord.
He's absolutely straight. He comes to us within his straightness. Oh, may God help us to see him and receive him.
Amen.
And look on him and know him as he is. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Some brother will lead us and thank God for the Lord Jesus, who gave his life a ransom for the many. Lord Jesus, same night on which he was betrayed, he took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it, said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which was broken for you. Is due in remembrance of me." And as we continue in worship and thanksgiving, some brother will lead us now for the cup, which speaks of the New Testament in the Savior's blood. Shed for rebels, shed for sinners, shed, thank God for me. Amen.